Hello, everyone. If anyone is listening, that is. So, I wanted to introduce this podcast and maybe talk about why it exists, why I decided to create the podcast in the first place, and some of the things that will be featured on this podcast. So, I basically created this podcast as a way to talk about the things that I think about. You know, how I feel, how I deal with various concepts in my life. The title of this podcast will most likely be something like a moment of silence or a little bit of silence. Not really a catchy name, but it's something that I think is very valuable in life, to have a bit of silence in your life. Just sitting there silently doing nothing. And over the lifespan of this podcast, if I do continue making it, I expect to see that I will contradict the title a lot and talk about things that may not relate to being silent or having silence or anything like that. And the name of the podcast might even change. But I want to talk about silence a little bit, just to open my podcast efforts. So the first thing I need to ask is, does silence really exist? I mean, even if you sit quietly in your room in the dark, you would still hear the songs of cars passing by, planes flying in the air, animals making songs, the songs in your room. And even if you were to plug your ears up with some kind of noise-canceling headphones or something like that, you would still almost hear songs. You would hear the crickling of the noise-canceling device on your ear. You would hear different types of vibration on your body, because feelings can sometimes be interpreted as songs. Even if you were to sit completely in a vacuum, where no noise can enter or leave the system, there truly won't be silence, because you would still hear your breath breathing. You'll still hear your heart beating. You'll still hear your stomach grumbling. And even then, if you were to completely negate all feelings and songs, to completely be numb, so that no songs can be felt or heard or anything like that, the object of your thoughts still exists. You still hear things in your mind. If you think about a horn, you already know what it sounds like. If you think about a dog barking, you know what it sounds like. So, is it really different hearing something compared to thinking about something that you've heard? Because in reality, when you hear a song in the real world, it has to go through your brain for you to be able to interpret it. So thinking about the song is kind of like a shortcut, where you don't need the stimulus, But you already have the product there, present for you to hear. So, while silence doesn't really exist, at least not physically, you can still attempt to surround yourself in some amount of silence, because silence helps you to listen, and not listen to the songs around you, but silence helps you to listen to the songs in your mind. And most times, or some of the times, the songs in your mind are the songs that you should be listening to. They may not always be, because sometimes you might be overthinking or stressing about some prior situation that happened to you weeks, days, or months ago, and you keep playing that over and over in your mind. But these are not the songs that I am referring to. The songs that I am referring to are your pure unconscious thoughts. How do you feel when you eat something that you like? How does that play out in your mind? How do you feel when you take a warm shower on a cold day? How do you feel when you're spending time with somebody that you love? These are the thoughts, or the silent thoughts rather, that I am referring to. I call them silent thoughts because you don't need to hear any songs for them to manifest in your mind. Sometimes it's just a feeling. Sometimes it's just a thought. And these little things are of significant value in our life because we often take them for granted, or we don't pay attention to them. So we don't realize how valuable these things are to us. Now, I got this far in the podcast, or my first attempt at making a podcast, without addressing something that may be coming across to you, the listeners, which is the fact that my audio may not sound very well. I am recording this in my car whilst I'm driving home from work. This is mainly the only time that I have to do something that is not related to work or anything else in my life. For me, just talking and letting my words flow is therapeutic to me, and it helps me to cope with the situations in my life. Talking about it does not solve it all the time, but it does help me to gain perspective and realize that, you know, maybe some things are more mental than anything else, and they really don't deserve my attention. However, it is difficult for us to give up value to things that aren't important. It's difficult for us to see, why do I have to lose this argument when I'm right? Why do I have to let these people continue to say bad things about me when it's all lies? These are all fair assessments to make, and it shows that you have a high level of consideration for yourself. But at the same time, you're not responsible for the way that people act. But you are responsible for the way that you feel. And you may not always feel the best that you can, but there are things that you can do to cushion those feelings, to feel more like you want to feel more love,
feel more happy, feel more deserving by simply smiling randomly. Just smile and put a smile on your face. You can start to feel your emotions changing significantly. There's so many things in our life, in our physical life, that really doesn't make sense. You know, we go to a job every day, work 7 to 9 hours for a company that may not even know our names. But as soon as anything go wrong at our jobs, we notice it. We notice how it feels, despite that job not feeling the same for us. You know, these are some of the things that I would like to talk about on my podcast, or I don't know, my attempt at creating a podcast. I have no expectations, but I would like to know if there's people out there that see things the way that I do or have different opinions from me, because it will help me to learn and grow and develop as a human. And I believe that the more that you rely on yourself, and I don't mean dependent on people, but the more that you rely on yourself as the superior being in your space, the more likely you are to grow, because you're able to accept things in your life, different things, uncomfortable things, you know, because life is always changing and people is always changing and things are never the same. Things are never perfect. Things always go wrong, and sometimes it seems like they never go right. But that's what I'm here to talk about on this podcast, and get to know the people that will listen to this, if anybody listens to it, and so that the people that listen to it can get to know me as well. So now that I kind of laid out the scope of this podcast, I guess I can talk about my upload frequency and what I intend to do to perhaps improve the quality of the content that I am releasing on this platform. So I plan to upload at least once a day, maybe between an hour to an hour and a half, to just half an hour long conversations that I have with myself, or hopefully with you. And in terms of quality, I guess if I see that people are paying attention to the podcast even slightly, then I will definitely invest in creating a higher quality of content. Now, I want to leave today's episode with one final thing, and that is that I think that we should all have a moment of silence in our life.